150 years ago today, the United States signed a treaty and bought Alaska from Russia. Or, since many Alaskans dispute the land was owned by either country, bought Russia's claim on Alaska. In Washington, D.C., the occasion's being marked with a ceremony at the State Department and a concert at the National Archives. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin wondered if the treaty that shaped modern Alaska left any mark on the city where it was signed. Here's what she found.
Washington is a city of national monuments, none of which honors William Seward. There's no marker on the spot where the Secretary of State signed the purchase treaty with Russia. A few miles away, near the Capitol, there is a Seward Square. It's not easily recognized, even when you're standing on it.
Do you know where Seward Square is?
Yeah, this Seward is Square.
The square is crisscrossed by streets, creating a collection of grassy patches cut up by 8 lanes of traffic.
Yeah, I don't know what the traffic island is, but, you know, this little block here.
So that's the square.
Is that the same? I mean, I sort of always thought of it as, like, these little blocks. Here, there, there, and there. Kind of make a square.
Thank you.
Let's leave this so-called Seward Square. Walk a few blocks to the Capitol and go inside. And then you go down this hallway, go all the way to the end, right by the elevator, and look up.
There it is on the ceiling, a vaulted ceiling. It's an artist's rendition of the map of Alaska, and it says Alaska Purchase, 1867.
It turns out there's a reason this mural is at the very end of the hallway.
Well, I would describe it as a figurative style.
Michelle Cohen is the curator in the Office of the Architect of the Capitol. She says the Alaska mural was painted by artist Jeffrey Green, but he had several constraints.
He's trying to be very consistent with the style that defines Alan Cox's work, which is what would be called sort of an academic figurative style.
Alan Cox was the artist first hired to decorate this side of the Capitol. He planned a series of murals depicting the nation's history. Cohen says Cox wanted his halls to fit in with the 19th century murals elsewhere in the building. The Cox murals look something like old botanical illustrations or Audubon prints, but showing people and places rather than plants and birds.
So we're standing in one of the corridors that constitute really the Cox corridors, and it's known as the Western Expansion Corridor.
Cohen points out that the murals are chronological. Exploration, Daniel Boone, the Louisiana Purchase, and at the very end, the acquisitions of Alaska and Hawaii. Cox, though, died before he could paint this corridor. Years later, Green took it on. Only by then it was the 1990s, and ideas about Western expansion and manifest destiny had evolved. Cohen says Green wanted his work to reflect the understanding that the West wasn't empty before the settlers arrived.
He thought about the iconography and the content that was part of the original design, and he wanted to make it a more inclusive mural, and I think a more nuanced historical narrative about Western expansion.
It's subtle, but it's there. Green painted Lewis and Clark gazing out over a Native American village rather than untrammeled wilderness. For Alaska, Green added a person in a kayak to the map. The guy's boat is nearly as large as the Aleutian chain. Green also included the names of Alaska towns and cities. As the curator tells it, that's how the artist met the challenge of honoring 19th century concepts from a modern perspective on history. Happy Alaska Purchase Day from Washington, D.C. I'm Liz Ruskin.